This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Sunday, February 11th. God's word for you today is Excuses Breed, Part 4. Our scripture reading is taken from Job chapter 18, verse 4, and it says, "You are only hurting yourself with your anger." When you choose to harbor anger and resentment, you hurt no one else but yourself. Have you noticed? You are the only one feeling the pain. Have you noticed that everybody else seems to be moving on? Life goes on. Have you noticed? Wear your grown-up hands and hold on to the cross of Jesus Christ. Hold on to the love of God and move on. I pray that this sets you free in Jesus' name. So to be strong in spirit and to have spiritual traction, you must control your reactions. It is not about what people did to you. It is about how you react and respond to what people did to you. It is not what people have done to you that determines your destiny. It is not what people say about you that determines your destiny. If you understand this, your life will be free of trouble. It is not what people think or what people say about you that determines your destiny. It is what you do that is the determining factor. Are you going to allow it, or are you going to cooperate with God and be the best that God has called you to be? Proverbs chapter 25 verse 28 says, "He whose spirit is without restraint is like a city that is broken down and without walls." Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11 says, "A fool gives full vent to anger, but the wise quietly holds it back." The English Standard Version says, "A fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back." You must not be the fool, so steal your spirit. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 11, the Passion Translation reads, "You can recognize fools by the way they give full vent to their rage and let their words fly, but the wise bite their tongues and hold back all they could say." Have you heard people say, "I must say how I feel, I have to say my mind"? When you hear that, just keep quiet because you are in the presence of a fool. You keep quiet because there is nothing you will say that will make sense. A fool gives full vent to his anger, but a wise man keeps himself under control. The third excuse is the excuse that breeds carelessness. Every time you think it will be different for you, you are asking for trouble. We all can relate. I definitely can relate to this. However, anytime you are careless with your time, binging on social media, checking what everybody is doing, meanwhile you have your destiny to fulfill, you are asking for trouble. Every time you are careless about your health, you do not exercise, eat well, or sleep well, because you believe it will not happen to you, you are asking for trouble. Let us pray. Father, help me gain and sustain spiritual traction this season without fail, to flush excuses and receive strength in my spirit, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.